For the KNDY Public Affairs Program, I'm Ben Keller. As we are already nearing the end of the second month of the year 2020, we are approaching the time when invitations are being sent out for those to participate in the 2020 census. Today we are speaking with Jim Swim Jr. He is the Marshall County Volunteer Contact for the U.S. Census. Jim, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Ben.
Many know what the census is, but some may not know that it's more than just counting people. What are some of the reasons and benefits of the census?
Well, first off, folks need to understand the census happens once every 10 years, and it's a count that's performed as required by the U.S. Constitution. The census in itself provides vital data to the state and federal government, which guides federal programs and how they allocate money or funds to support various projects across the country, whether it's farmers or schools or roads or bridges or anything that involves people and how government funding supports the population within the country and how they allocate all that money. Some of the important dates to remember is March the 12th through the 20th. There will be invitations sent out. Something that's interesting for this go-around is this will be the first time in 2020 that you can complete your census survey online to a U.S. Census secured website, or you can do it over the phone, or you can fill out the paper copy, whatever you want to do. But they're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to participate. When you do provide that information, the information is general as far as the questions they ask. You provide more personal information if you're on social media. You've got more information out there on social media than you do filling out the U.S. Census. But they do keep the data secure. They do not sell it off. They do not give it away. They lock it away to protect people's information. I mean, it's like Fort Knox. You can't get into that information.
What are some of the questions that are asked in the census?
You have one person that fills out the survey, and that person answers all the questions. They talk about how many people are living in that household. If you live in a house or an apartment or a mobile home, what is your phone number? What is your name? What is your gender or sex? They ask for ages as far as the different age groups that are living in that home. They want to know your demographic origin, like whether you're Hispanic, Latino, Spanish. That's pretty much it. I mean, it's really pretty general. They just need to know the address where you're living at and how many people are living there, essentially.
And who gets these invitations?
Anybody that has a physical address. They will not send these out to P.O. Box numbers. So if your official mailing address is a P.O. Box, then you can expect an enumerator in person to show up at your living location.
Now, these invitations are going to be sent out March 12th through the 20th, and like you said, they can also do it online. When does all this need to be turned in by?
Well, you'll have several dates. They'll send out the first invitations will go out between March 12th and March 20th. If they don't hear back from you during that window of time, you know, they'll give you about a week. Then they'll set out a reminder letter March 16th through the 24th. If they still don't hear from you, you'll get a reminder postcard March 26th through April 3rd. If they don't hear from you that time, then they'll send out a reminder letter with a paper questionnaire April 8th through the 16th. And if they don't hear from you then, they will send out another reminder postcard. So that will be your last opportunity, April 20th through the 27th. If they don't hear anything out of you at that time, then you'll be put on a list for someone to show up at your last known address. So somebody will come knocking on your door to have help you fill out your survey. They provide a lot of notice to get people involved and engaged before they actually send a person out.
So with the invitation that's being sent out, is the, you talked about people can do it online, is the website on that invitation then?
Yeah, that information is there. If you don't have reliable internet access or no internet access, you can go to any of the public libraries and they'll have somebody there that's familiar with the census to help you get onto the site. By law, they cannot help you fill out the survey, but they can get you to the site. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, they got a toll-free number you can call in and just do it on your phone.
We are speaking with Jim Swim Jr., the Marshall County Volunteer Contact for the U.S. Census. And like you said, Jim, and a lot of people think, oh, they're, you know, big brother tracking me. Well, it's not that. It's because, you know, certain areas, you know, with government funds or resources, They go off of, well, this area has so many people, so they get so many dollars. So if people don't fill that out, then that area could get less money than what they'll actually need, correct?
Correct. For Marshall County, the general number is for each person that does not fill out census. And I'm talking about adults, children. Children are the most undercounted census group when they take their survey. So you got to make sure you count your kids in your household. But the dollar amount per year is for each individual is $1,800. So if you extrapolate that out over 10 years, that one person for money, potential federal funding for Marshall County is $28,000 over 10 years for one person. So it's a considerable amount of money that we're left without if a person is not counted.
So very important that people fill those out. Jim, I'd like to thank you for joining us today. Again, we're speaking with Jim Swim Jr. He's the Marshall County volunteer contact for the U.S. Census. Again, those invitations to fill those out are going to be entering your mailbox here shortly. Jim, again, thanks for joining us today.
If somebody has a question, they want to call me, they can. 785-562-8390, and I can try to answer any questions they might have.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Jim.
You bet. Thank you.
That's Jim Swim Jr. here on today's Public Affairs program.